All right, folks, back on the Boss Man Show. Friend of the show, my man John Crimmins is the new head coach of your Panthers at Georgia State over there doing his thing, man. John, good to see you, brother. How's it been so far?
It's been great. I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, it's been, like I said, it's been great. It's just kind of a surreal moment being back in Atlanta, being back where I'm from, being able to be around family, friends, and just work at this incredible university at Georgia State.
No doubt, man. And how's the whirlwind been for you, man? Trying to put together a roster, put together a staff here, and just trying to get everything going as the first time head coach in D1, because you've been a JUCO coach previously, but first time in D1.
To be honest with you, I think it's this time of year, it's difficult on any staff. And I was telling people this that, Coach Barnes at Tennessee has been coaching for I don't know how many years. And I've been coaching for at the time in the portal, I was 2 days in. And everyone kind of has the same kind of roster turnover and changes. But, to be honest with you, I was blessed to be able to work here. And we have a great, obviously, it starts from the top with our administration, our President Brian Blake. He's incredible. It completely just elevated our university, our community. Summer Hill, it's been incredible working with him, and our AD does a great job as well, Charlie Cobb. And so now it's time to just all the things are in place for me to elevate this basketball program. So it's been a great smooth transition.
No doubt, man, because I remember telling y'all offline about me been doing with the Braves, man. I remember going to Turner Field, going to work there at Turner Field, and now seeing what you've done with Cincinnati Park Stadium, Summer Hill. It's a whole different world over there on Capitol Avenue now that I'm used to seeing from when I was going to work to Braves previously before they left to move over to Cobb County.
Yeah, it's cool to see when you go into our arena. You can see obviously the Olympic rings. You can look out and see Turner Field. Going over there and see the Hank Aaron statue, walking in the hallways, and it's pretty cool.
No doubt, John. And what's good about Georgia State is one of the biggest universities in Georgia. So many students, so much diversity at the university. Think about when you're selling a young man's family on the university, how vibrant Atlanta is, how vibrant Georgia State is, and just how they'll get a great experience if they come here. And then also they get an experience of playing basketball, playing for you.
Yeah, that's a great question. And this city is incredible. It's one of the top cities in the world. We have 17 Fortune 500 companies. We have, like you said, it's very diverse. We have almost 55,000 students, the largest school in the state of Georgia. And we're right downtown, like I said, in the beautiful city. And we play in this incredible arena. The Convocation Center is obviously it looks like it was just built yesterday. It's so clean and so beautiful. And you can see the skyline of the city being at half court. And just being able to play in this city, play in front of all these fans, playing in an up tempo, exciting style of play, it's a win-win for everyone.
No doubt, John. It is, man. And recruiting young men who can come to Atlanta, and you can get guys from Georgia who maybe went out elsewhere and want to come back home. And we have a great high school tap ins here, AAU teams here. So just knowing you're in such a talent rich place to find the right fits for this program that you want to build, man, has to make you very, very happy to get land this role here with Georgia State.
Of course. And part of everyone's journey is the people that were along the side with you. And so many places I've been, whether I was a head coach at a junior college, at Georgia Southern, at James Madison, at Vanderbilt, I've recruited so many guys from the state of Georgia and Atlanta. And I think this state is incredible because it's a mixture of a lot of things. They have tremendous high school coaches, tremendous AU coaches, the top trainers in the world right here. And then every night in the high school league, in the regions, it's top Division I, top high school players in the country going against other top high school players in the country. So there is no off nights. And I think it's just, always kind of said this is like a mecca for basketball. It's an incredible opportunity to be able to recruit this area and be right here in this city and find the talent as well. And when I took this job, I didn't even really know this. So many of my former players that are from the state of Georgia or from Atlanta, as soon as I got the job, called me or texted me and said, "Coach, I don't know if you knew this, but Georgia State was my dream school. For whatever reason, they just weren't recruited here. But I had so many guys that told me that because of they know the opportunity that Georgia State brings."
No doubt, it's a winning tradition there from Lefty Gizell and Quran Hunter, Rob Lanier, and now you coming in now, man. So Georgia State's been about winning in my lifetime. I'm me and you around the same age, so it's like all I'm doing is winners there over there at the sports arena now, the Convocation Center, man. It's all about trying to get the job done and excellent. So it's so some should want to go play here at this great school.
Yeah, and those guys, Coach Strizel, Coach Barnes, obviously Coach Hunter, Coach Lanier, those guys laid the foundation. Those guys are incredible coaches, incredible people. They did it the right way. It was pretty cool. Surreal moment was seeing RJ Hunter come back, being introduced to the Hall of Fame at Georgia. And it was pretty cool. I finally told him, I was like, it's finally good to be on the same team as you. It took a lot of L's versus you. So it's finally great to be on the same team as him and Coach Hunter and see them come back and see what this meant to him and his family. It was just a special moment that he earned it.
No doubt. And John, this summer, with it being a whole new roster you put together, man, how much is it going to be about them getting better as players, or are you going to do more team stuff, installs early so you don't do so much come August when some school starts?
Yeah, that's a great question, JR. So with myself, it's the biggest thing in the summer, and it's player development. It's player, it's you know, I try and bring in 5-star people, whether it's my staff or my coaches. That's really important to me. Find the right people. And then once we get them here, it's all about the development on and off the court. And so the summer is built big on, you know, player development on and off the court, and then building that camaraderie, getting the guys connected with each other. So yeah, most of our summer will be in the wet strength conditioning. In the weight room, on the court, getting developed, and then watching film as well.
No doubt. And John, it's very important you say that, man, because I thought sometimes young men don't know how to watch film. You know, they don't know what to watch for. They don't look at themselves. You look at all 10 players on the court, see who's doing what, understand what the objective that all they're trying to do. So talk about getting young men to learn, really learn how to watch film the proper way and get the full value of watching the film.
That's part of the coach's problem too, because I don't think coaches know how to show film, because usually times they yell at the guys and they make it where it's not a good experience. So watching film to me, I want it to be an enjoyable experience. I want them to see a lot what they're doing really well. Obviously, there's things that they need to improve, but I want them to enjoy the process of watching film. I think that's really important for their growth. You know, you watch that with a lot of football players, the great quarterbacks. You know, they're watching a lot of film and take that right onto the field. So that's really important to me.
No doubt, man. And strength-wise, man, showing these guys about prehab, rehab, rest and recovery, because when you have to play Thursday, Saturdays, you know, in the Sun Belt, you got to be have some energy on Saturday. If you can't empty the tank on Thursday, you really got to get all those reserves. Talk about getting guys really getting into that rest and recovery, eating the right way, sleeping, very important, and also getting that weight room so you can be strong, hopefully through March for a big deep run.
So yeah, Mark Byington was, I can tell you this, he's probably one of the coaches that emphasizes that the most. You know, your sleep, your hydration, how you're eating, breakfast, prehab, rehab, like you said, the strength part. And so, you know, I implement that here as well. We have a great strength coach, Jason Quarles. He does a tremendous job, great person. He's our strength conditioning coach. Aaron Jackson is our athletic trainer. He was in the G League as well. So these guys, you know, are at the highest level. Working with some of the best athletes in the world, and I'm blessed to have them here working for myself and with our athletes. So they do an incredible job. They're extremely smart, hardworking, and just have great relationships with the guys and making sure they're as healthy and fresh as possible.
And John, you said something very important there, man, about relationships. Talk about how important that is in today's world, in basketball, with everybody having their own agendas and but have a relationship with a guy. You can really coach him hard. Y'all show him you love him before you can really coach him hard. Talk about how important it's been, you know, to have great relationships with these guys so that you can coach them hard. And when times get adverse, they won't tap out on you.
Yeah, I want guys to know that when they're in my program that I believe in them, that I have their best interest in hand, that I want them to be the best version of themselves. And the one thing that I really kind of am really proud of is if you look at my kind of path of recruiting as an assistant or head coach even now, most of the guys on my roster are on our team because of a former player I had or someone that I coached at a previous spot, and they want their player to come and experience the experience they had playing for me. So I think that's really important. And that's not fake. That's genuine. Like I got into this business. I said this a lot. I got into coaching and I knew from as long as I can remember, I wanted to coach because being around, I was blessed to have my uncle as a college coach. But when he was a coach, I remember as a young kid, all his players always came up to me and said, "Hey, John, you don't realize what your uncle has done for me on and off the court." And that resonated with me, JR. That's what I wanted people to say that about myself. It wasn't about me winning championships and cutting down nets. It was about impacting our guys' lives on and off the court and making a difference. And then them going to make a difference into their families, their community. And I think that's really important. And I think being part of a team is special. And, you know, this is not a dictatorship. It's not John Crimmins' program. It's our program. And it's a partnership with myself and my players. And we're in it together. We have each other's best self-interest, and we're gonna do it together. We're gonna work hard, but I'm big into having fun. It's my culture is having a family atmosphere. That's important to me. And so I want to make sure that, being a part of a family atmosphere, you push each other to the best of their ability. You want them to be the best version of themselves, but that deep down, everyone has their best self-interest in mind.
And John, I never told you this before, John. I was one of your uncle's campers. So
Were you a what?
I was one of his campers, at basketball camp. I was one of his campers. So
Oh, I love that.
I never told you that. But yes, I was one of your uncle's campers. So
I love that.
I spent your uncle first day in the basketball camp, man. So I was one of the campers, man. So
That's
I never
cool.
told you that, but yeah, I was one of them.
Do you go on the, remember they used to have it on the outdoor courts?
Yes.
That was crazy hot.
Bro, but it made
Because
you tough, you know.
I was coming down from New York then, so I wasn't used to that heat, and that was crazy.
Yeah, man, it was a unique experience, and I love coming to games with my dad to watch them play at the old place, man. So like for me, seeing you do what you do, because I experienced your uncle, so I loved it, you know. I enjoyed it. So for me, man, it's seeing you do what you do now, man. Like I told my father, I'm gonna have John on the show, but I'm gonna tell him this. He never knew this today. So.
No, I love that. My uncle has a lot of people that tell me those stories, and I just love that because I want the same experiences here. I want young kids to be around our guys. We have incredible kids, incredible role models. I want them to see Georgia State, watch us play, watch the passion and energy and the toughness and togetherness we play with. I just want the community to feel completely invested. I just want people to feel a part of this place. I want us to have that one heartbeat and be super connected.
And John, I'll tell you another quick story about camp. For me, I went to Tennessee State because I went to basketball camp there and met Monty Wilson, Anthony Mason, and Carlos Rogers. And as a kid, I went to that campus as a 4 or 5 year old, Frank Allen's basketball camp. And that's why I ended up going there, because I remember as a kid, at 4 year old, I enjoyed my week up there.
I
That's what
love
got me to
that.
go there, because I met those three guys who were great players at the time.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, those experiences you don't forget. I mean, I have the same experiences myself going to camp or interacting with the guys. It's just special.
No doubt, man. And John, what's also fun, man, about this situation for you, man. You in the Sun Belt, a great league, quality schools, man. Talk about this as you prepare for this year, man, knowing you're going to get great coaches, and also you also had this MAC challenge too, which you put 2 games to help you out with schedules. And no, we know that's a headache too. So talk about that piece as well, brother.
Yeah, the league's great and it's pretty cool. I was telling this to someone else, new head coach of Louisiana Monroe, Ryan Cross. We were in the league together as assistants. Corn up at Marshall, we're in the league as assistants and we're close friends. And then now he's the head coach of Marshall, incredible coach. And there's Dustin Kearns, Charlie Henry, and obviously all the coaches in the league are really good. So I'm blessed to be able to coach in this league, which guys that I really respect, guys that I know in the business, compete against before. But guys, I really have cheered for in the past. Like, I want them to be successful, and it's really good to kind of we're in it together, and now we're all kind of becoming head coaches, which is pretty special. And
No, no doubt.
yeah, I think that's cool. I think that's cool. And coaches, I know we compete. I know it's we go after each other, but it's still a small fraternity, and we have a lot of respect for each other. And so I have a lot of close friends in the league that are either still assistants or head coaches. And as far as the MAC challenge, yeah, our commissioner Keith Gill did a great job. It's a great challenge. The MAC is a great conference. We've had our league's had a lot of great success versus the MAC in the challenge. A couple of years ago, we played at Kent State. We just beat Michigan State. We're down by 5 with 3 seconds to go and end up winning the game versus Kent. But it was an incredible opportunity, incredible game. And so, yeah, that's a great challenge. Usually, those games are on ESPN as well. And it's just been a great opportunity for both leagues for some national attention, the ESPN coverage, and really showcasing how talented both our leagues are.
And John, is your phone blowing up trying to play? Is your first time head coach? Is your phone blowing up right now trying to get games and get bought? I know that's usually what they don't want to do. They want to get first time head coach. They want to buy you fast.
It's kind of, yeah, it started off pretty fast, and that was kind of simmer down a little bit. Yeah, I was talking to the another coach, our head coach in our league about that the other day, and we were joking about it. And there's some guys. We're slowly getting our schedule together. We have some great in-state rivalries. We're some great coaches, and Coach Petway at Kennesaw State obviously does an incredible job, and he's done a great job with that program. And then Coach Ritter down at Mercer, who's another phenomenal coach, has done a great job building that program back up. So we're going to have two in-state rivalries as well, besides Georgia Southern, with Coach Henry, who does a great job as well. So the league is great. We played Georgia in an exhibition game, Coach White and his staff. So, you know, the league, right, excuse me, the state right now and for basketball is really good, with a lot of great coaches. And Coach Cross, who's won the league multiple times in the Sun Belt at Troy, it's been great talking with him and interacting with him. And we're trying to get maybe an exhibition game with those guys as well.
And John, so much great basketball around this Atlanta metro area. You can throw in West Georgia, you know, Larry Dixon, Morehouse won, and Alfred does a good job of Clark Atlanta as well, North Georgia. So it's so many quality teams in this area, man. It's just you can always the guys can get good run for open gyms as well. You can get things together. So it's just so beautiful to be in a city where basketball, so many schools so close where you can really test yourself in summertime as well and get guys working out and really get guys better faster.
Yeah, Larry Dixon and I are very close. You know, Georgia Southern guy, and we're real connected, and he's done an amazing job. Last year, his first year as a head coach. Alfred at Clark Atlanta, his assistant and I are like family. Josh Jackson, he worked for me at when I was a head coach at Spartanburg Methodist. So they do an incredible job, and Alfred was in the league at Arkansas Little Rock and recruited all those big time players, Marquise Noel and all those guys. So now there's incredible coaches. Ryan Aquino at Georgia College. Down in Augusta State, Dip, and you know all these guys all over North Georgia, Young Harris. It's an incredible state with incredible coaches, and so yeah, it's a great opportunity to be able to showcase that and play against all these guys.
No doubt with John. It's good to have you on the show, man. We got to do this again more often. I'll see you next week, man. Hopefully I can get over there and see you next week, man. When I can get away from these Braves this week, man. So I got the Braves. So I got to get away from the seat by and see you, man. But you know what I mean? You're calling anything I can do for you, brother. I'm here to help you, my brother.
I really appreciate you, man, and keep on doing what you're doing for the city, the community, Braves, you know, the Hawks. It's pretty incredible, and I appreciate you having myself on and doing what you do, man.
Hey, thank you so much, brother. I love it, man. I'll try to be a servant leader for everybody in the city, man. Show off our great town here we have, man. If I can do that for everybody, I'm living the dream, brother.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'll see you next week then.
All right, brother. See you soon, my guy.